Okay, so we're continuing this Tosas on Brachos Right? And Poseach Baruch and all that. So in we're going to touch on Brachos HaTorah a little bit today. So it says in Tosas, it's he basically was dealing with the fact of, one second, let me just see what I'm picking up here. He says, Asher Yotzer Adam. And Yotzer Adam, and then Asher Yotzer Adam. So Tosfos wants to know, why do you start? Why don't you say that the second one, Asher Yotzer Adam, is the Svilcha to Yotzer Adam, and therefore you should just you don't need to have the Baruch. You should just start without a Baruch, right? That's like the third and the fourth bracha. So he says because then it would look like it's one bracha, right? It would look like it's one bracha if you just said Rota Hashem. Yotzer Adam, like in Rachel, Yotzer Adam, and then Asher Yotzer Adam Etzalma, unless I'm Nisa, it looks like it's one long bracha. So, in order to prevent that, they had to introduce another baruch, right? Okay. And then he says, so I guess you could say like this, Uba Asher Yotzer Adam, it's Chasimasan is the first word on the line. It's like halfway down the Tosas. Chasimasan. Tosas Chutz. Like I'm telling me, so it says, "Vasher sasadon tzarch l'ftoch baruch shem lo hiya oseach." If you don't start with the baruch, hayonira kol bracha achas. It looks like one bracha. Well, brachas la'aser v'divrei Torah v'ha'arevna, right? So you have brachas la'aser v'divrei Torah and v'ha'arevna. Omer shehi bracha bracha achas. Kivan she'ein poseach ha'arevna, right? It looks like one bracha, right? Because there's no psicha in a haravna, right? So he's saying is haravna b'barach. Kim Shem says haravna b'barach. So he's saying like this: is that you have the bracha asher gishlo in the last of the Torah, and then a haravna, right? Or haravna. So he's saying is that in theory, that should be. Oh, that looks like one bracha, doesn't it? Because it looks like it. Asher Yisrael Alaz V'Dor Torah. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Akein Baruch Olam Harevna. You just say Harevna. So he says it looks like one bracha. Now, according to Tosos, in a case where it would look like one bracha, Tosos the Chacham introduced the Baruch to show that it's two separate brachas. Oh, but they didn't introduce the Baruch here. So Tosos is arguing, oh, it must be, it really is one bracha. Right? Because otherwise they would have had to introduce the Baruch to show that they're two separate brachas. Right, so he's arguing that they really are one bracha, right? They are one bracha, right? Okay. So that's his point. That's Tosis's argument. Tosis's argument is that the first and second of the Berachas HaTorah are really one long bracha. Otherwise they would have to start with the baruch, right? Otherwise you'd have to have the baruch to show that they're separate brachas. Okay, now if you look in the Rambam, so this is in Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. Okay, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud in Hilchos Tefillah. We said Hamashkim Likros Ovedara. If a person wakes up to read the Dara, Kodim Shiyak Krishma, before he reads Kriya Shema, Zayin Yod in Tefillah, before he reads Kriya Shema, Bein Kodim B'Torah Shavachsav, Bein Torah Shabbal Peh, whether he's doing Torah Shabbal Peh, Shabbal Peh, Yotah Yod of Tefillah, first he washes, Mavarach Shalosh Brachos, and he makes these three Brachos, Brachos of Torah, V'Akach Korah, Plain, and these are the Brachos. Okay? So he's saying is, again, before a person who learns, before davening, so he has to make sure he says these three Brachos, Brachos of Torah, and these are the brachos, Baruch Hashem, Akein Baruch Olam, Asher Kishem, and so on. Al Divrei Torah. Right? First brachos, he said, Al Divrei Torah. He didn't have Lasok in the Torah. He had Al Divrei Torah. Okay? And then, that's the first bracha. Then, Harev Noah, Hashem Elokeinu. Let's do it, Torah Schabafino, Fiv Yasam Chubesonia, Nach, Tzatzim, Tzim Chubeso, Kalei, Deshram, Lishav, Selah, Shema, Baruch Hashem, no Sein HaTorah. Okay, so first of all, he doesn't start V'Haravna, he just says Haravna, which is all good because it's a separate bracha, right? He holds it to separate bracha. It's a three brachas. The Ha'aravna, and it ends, Baruch Hashem, no Sein HaTorah. Instead of we do Amlame Torah Yisrael, he says no Sein HaTorah. And then, HaTorah. Okay? Basically, you have these three brachas. Okay? Basically, three brachas, according to Rambam. So Tosis is learning that Asher Kesan Lasuk Dere Torah and Ha'aravna are two are one bracha. Right? Otherwise, they would have made it clear that there were two by putting in a barach. But Rambam is learning that it's really two separate brachas. So I was wondering, could we try to define that or explain that? What's the svara? I give a svara for whether or not you count them as two brachas or as one bracha. Right? Is it like one bracha arucha? Right? Like those things I learned, it's like one bracha arucha. Or do you say it's two separate brachas? Brachas. The old Rambams, it has the Hasima of Haravda. Here's what we have, Lamed Torah Lamo Yisrael. But in the Frankel, it has it, No Sein HaTorah. And they quote a Rambam in the Tshuva, right? They quote a Rambam in the Tshuva that they do No Sein HaTorah. Right? They quote it that way. It's interesting. So the Rambam in the Tshuva, it's in the Per Hadar, it's Simen Kof. So they're asking him a number of questions. So one of them, it says, one second. Afgamzos in Birchas HaTorah shehi harevna hi chosemes no sin haTorah. You add Baruch Hashem no sin haTorah shehi me'ein habracha, right? No sin haTorah, which is what the Ram has in our versions, because that's me'ein habracha. Oh harevna v'nei yodesar v'lom deis v'chosim lamei Torah amo Yisrael shekeinu b'sder tefila. Basically, should it end No Sein HaTorah, which is, I guess, that he's claiming in HaBracha, or should it end Amalim Tomei Moisrael? Right? Okay, so basically exactly this question. They asked Rambam directly, which one is it? I guess the different Girsos or whatever, right? Okay, so then the Rambam answers, definitely No Sein HaTorah is the Gemara. Okay, Shabbat Zocher Shakash Baruch Hu Nasan Lan Rasa Torah. Lilman Nil Mod Las was the Skala Kazavah, because that's the idea. The bracha is Hashem gave us the Torah, in order they'll be able to learn everything that's in it. Right? Mashiach Liv No, Liman Torah. And you should open up with your kids to Liman Torah. Kilazen Nasan Marasha. That's what's given from Marasha. That's what he said. Alas, Harav Nashan, the Ritos Chabafinu, Fifia Sam Chabesh, Alvinia, Nachman said, right? Basically, the Torah should be Sefer Hashem gave us, and we should all be Lomdei Torah Secha. So Baruch Hashem, the same Torah, so it's Hashem, so Hashem, they gave us the Torah. Amnon Machosim HaMelamei Torah Meshel Ein Zemechuvan. But the ending, which is typical in nowadays, and in his times also, is not proper. Yet Kelius Baruch Yisrael Hashemo Einu Melamei Lanu HaTorah. He didn't teach us the Torah. Ach Be'alvasa Osadu Hivdi Lanu Menagayim and Nasal Lanu Torah Secha. He, in his love of us, he set us in the nation and gave us the Torah. Right? Achlein asiyas ha-mitzvos tzorch shiyah mimenu. But the asiyas mitzvos has to be from you, from us. We'll be a day new lasas ritzana. And it's in our power to do as well. So he gave us the Torah and empowered us to choose to do the mitzvos. He didn't teach us the Torah. This is what I don't understand exactly. It all sounds like he learns. Melamed on Hashem means like he forces us to have the Torah, forces us to learn the Torah. But he's saying, no, he's no Sein HaTorah, and then we choose to do it or not. Melamed to him, it sounds almost like he thinks Melamed is like too forceful. Like Hashem gave us the Torah, separate nation gave it to us, and now we have to do it. Right? He gave us the mitzvahs, and we have to choose to do as well. Right? But Melamed is like Hashem teaches us the Torah. Right? I don't exactly get it, but he doesn't like it, right? So there's some implication which he's not, right? He's not happy about. But whatever. So he learned it, no sin on Torah, and he also had a different one in the first bracha, right? In Asher Kishon Lasso, Lasso with Divrei Torah, he also didn't have that. He had Al Divrei Torah. It's Sivanu al Divrei Torah. Right? He doesn't have Lasuk. It's interesting. They're pretty different, right? Al Divrei Torah. Do you have that, Gersh?
Yes,
Al Divrei Torah, that you do.
it's all the very Torah, right? But we don't have no Sfeinu Torah.
Okay. Okay, fine. Rashi has Hachalamei Torah Amo Yisrael. That's what Rashi has. It's not just okay. Okay, so it's Machlokas. Okay, so the question is again. So do you say that Asher Kiddushim Sim Lasuk Der Torah and Naharev now are two brachos or one bracha? Right? And how exactly do you define that type of a question? Right? Right, that's a problem. In theory, it doesn't need to start with the baruch, right? The harav now, because it's smuchel chavrita, right? So smuchel chavrita, you always say it after the first one. That's what I guess what the Rambam will say. Just that Tosas argues is that yeah, but it looks like one bracha. So even though it's smuchel chavrita, Tosas argues that if it really were one bracha, then they should have. If it really were two brachas, then they should have made a separate baruch. But, you know, that's Tosis' theory that it has to be nicker when something are two brachas. When two brachas. Could just be the Rambam doesn't really care about that. Right? I mean, Bama, is this three brachas? Three brachas? I can't tell. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't care. It doesn't bother him. I'm not sure. But
it is a because of mitzvah. Like, you kind of, it's not really so misleading.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not clear how you, right? If you look at it as a Berachas Mitzvah, or I don't know. You know, the first one sounds like a Berachas Mitzvah. And now that's a question, is what's the logic to say that you have there two brachas or one bracha, right? What I'm trying to say is, the question is, well, what do you think naturally? Would it be one bracha or two brachas? Now, there's different types of ways to argue. One way is, well, look, it's, since it doesn't start with the baruch, or it does start with the baruch, that seems to indicate that it probably looks like it's two. Or no, I'm saying, but what about intrinsically, just think.
You're
about
looking for you're looking for a conceptual difference.
Yeah, or just in terms of the content of the brachas, right? Forget about like a gila milsa based upon the barachs, but in terms of the content of the brachas, do you think it's mistaber that it's one bracha, or is mistaber that it's two brachas, and why? Right. Let me just say like this: is like I would say, just to raise the question, is the plain shot, and maybe I'm wrong. But that on the surface, the bracha of Asher Kishon Son of the Last Look of the Torah is like a bracha mitzvah or something like that. A shevach, it's a shevach about the fact that Hashem commanded us to give us this mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? And then we have a bakasha about Baharivna. Right? Bakasha, Baharivna. Right? So, I mean, on the surface, I don't know. Surface, maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, those are two different things, right? One's a shevach that Hashem gave us a mitzvah Talmud Torah, another one's a request that Hashem should make it sweet for us and should teach us the Torah or something, right? So, on the surface, I would put forth that why should those be one bracha? Why should you put together a shevach on the Torah and the request in the Torah into one big package, right? I mean, that would be the Rambam's argument. This first thing is give a shevach that he gave us, command us in the Torah, and then we have a request that, like a bakasha that he should make the Torah sweet. He gave us the Torah, and the request he should make it sweet for us. We'll be able to, you know, to learn Torah properly. And arguably, I mean, this first bracha is like a bracha of mitzvah, right? So you're saying bracha of mitzvah, and now you're making it one together with your request. I mean, they're two different things. There's a bracha on the mitzvah, and then there's a request, right? So I think it kind of begs the question, according to Torah Tosos, what's the logic of saying that becomes one bracha, right? Okay, so Ken's saying is that once you give Shevach on the fact that he commanded us in the Torah, then it follows that we request that he helps us do it properly. Right. So it's like Shabbat, he gave us the Torah, and now Mavakesh that he'll continue help us do it properly. So it's a simple. Harav Nashim is a Torah star, right? To teach us, to assist us. He's Malame Torah Am Yisrael. Right? He helps us learn Torah. Right? Okay. Okay, I mean, but that's true, and I guess even the Rambam is going to say that. He's just saying is that that's like a separate bracha. Like, it's true, you follow up your request, I mean, your Shevach with the request, but, like, why is it part and parcel of the same bracha? Tosus will ask, the Rambam will ask Tosus. Right? You don't typically have a bracha on mitzvah which breaks into, continues into a request. I don't think. It seems like a bracha on mitzvah. Right? And now it just segues into a request. I don't know. Can you think of any other example like that? Necessarily, the bracha of Torah is necessarily a bracha on mitzvah. It's not quite the normal model, but it looks something like that. You know, I have to justify it. Well, you know, it isn't. And another question. I don't know. I'm not sure the answer to this, but is like the different gersaos, like just a detail, or is that somehow related to this thing of other two brachos or three brachos, one brach or two brachos? You know what I mean? Like, is the gersa of, what do you say, al divrei Torah or la sofi divrei Torah? Right? And then when you end, no sena Torah or amalame Torah amo Yisrael? Right? It's like there's three machloksim here going on. One about the bechasima of the first one, see the second one, and then whether it counts as two brachas or one bracha. Are these related? Are they separate? Not clear, right? So maybe you say like this, is that, you say like this, I'll show you some of Lasso with the Rei Torah, right? Let's say Tosa. So Tosa saying is Lasso with the Rei Torah means to tzivoy, not just to learn Torah or on Torah, but to be involved in Torah. Which indicates that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not so pasha. It's not like an ordinary mitzvah. You just do a ma'isa mitzvah and you're done. Take the lulav and you're yotze. You blow a shofar and you're yotze. But it's like, it's a mitzvah of his askus in the words of Torah. Right? And like it's a lam shir. Persons, in theory, learn all day and all night. Right? Like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is all encompassing. It's not just a simple one and out. Yotze. Right, but it's laasuk. So tzivoy is shasuk. It's not only laasuk with the right Torah. It's askus. Kim chayinu erach yameinu. Right. So maybe as such, Tosfos argues, it's like you give shevach about it, but it has to involve bakasha. It's like you can't give shevach about the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that just lends itself to just doing and fulfilling as Hashem said so. He commanded us last week, Torah, but Vaharev Nashem was going to please assist us in making it sweet and helping us. It's not so pasha. Not so pasha. How are we going to be a Sivri Torah? I know how to take a lulav, I just do it. But I learned Torah. You can't just force yourself to just learn Torah, be a Sivri Torah. It doesn't really work. It has to be Vaharev Nashem. It has to be a drive and an enjoyment of the Torah, which moves me to be able to be engaged in it in all that type of way. So it's like this Shevach, it has to incorporate a bakasha because that like kind of brings out the uniqueness of this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which needs assistance. So it's like since the mitzvah needs assistance, it's like one bracha. Shevizon Allah Subhid the Rei Torah, you command us to do it, but Vaharavna, please help us out. You help us learn Torah. We can't do it on our own. We need an assistance. We need Hashem, who is a Malame to Am Yisrael. It means He assists us. He enables us. He creates opportunities that make the Torah sweet. He helps us have the meet right Rabbeim, to read the right books, to have the right mindset, to be able to devote ourselves to Torah. And that's our request. So it's like because of the nature of the mitzvah, it can't just have like just a brachas mitzvah. That's it. You commanded us to do it as if it's so simple. As if you just say, look, do it and be outside. It's like the tzivoy or the asher has to be followed up within the very same bracha, like a v'harevna, right? It's like it's like the natural conclusion of the shevach on the mitzvah is that I have to, I can't help but request. When I hear that tzivoy, I can't help but request that you enable me to accomplish that tzivoy properly, right? But maybe you could argue, according to the Rambam, that's not his bracha, Masa V'Dvarei Torah. It's just Al Dvarei Torah. Sharing to us on Al Dvarei Torah, you commanded us on the words of Torah, which arguably is less extensive. I mean, it's true, there's a mitzvah of being Osik in it, you know, Yom HaLaila and all that. But I mean, the basic mitzvah is Al Dvarei Torah, to learn, right? To learn minimally, whatever. You commanded us on the words of the Torah, which is, I guess, on learning Torah, right? On learning, on teaching Torah. But it doesn't have the same oomph to it. You could do that, like Chazal say, you know, you'll take a Talmud Torah with Krishma and Shachar Baris. Like a person, you can command the person to do all the right Torah, and that doesn't have to have like a follow-up. Look, now, afterwards, we make a request that Hashem should make it sweet for us. That's a separate request. But if the bracha is on the full form of the mitzvah, la'asog with the right Torah, well, then that has to come with the request. It's like you can't say that bracha without building a request because it's so hard. But if the bracha doesn't relate to the full form of the mitzvah of la'asog, but it's basically just to the basic mitzvah of al divrei Torah, just to command us on the words of Torah, which doesn't reference the full references that lends itself to various degrees. The Torah, some people do a lot, some will do a little, whatever. So then it doesn't necessarily need to have the request built in. So look, there is a mitzvah to have a request because we want to do it at the highest level, but that's different. That's a different bracha. Separate bracha. Right? Separate bracha that Hashem will make it sweet for us. But it's like, that's the question. It's depending on how what the Shevach is on, whether it's on Lasok, the full highest form of the mitzvah, or just on the basic Al Dvarei Torah, that will determine whether you need to follow it up with a request. To build in, or not to follow it up, to build in a request. Right, so I'm claiming, I guess it would be Akasha on the Svara, if you had a different sheet that will hold, you say La, so, but yet, counted it as two. That's three. I'm claiming it's like these two are related. You know? Rambam doesn't have the vav. He just says harevna. Harevna, at least in the Frankel one. But Tosos, it's not clear whether Tosos does or doesn't, because he says veh, but I think he's bridging the two brachas. Right? He says, ha'iner bracha berchas Torah, berchas la'asog the Torah, veharevna, omer shirahahas. So is veharevna, like veharevna? I don't know if you say veharevna. So, right, but then he says, Kivan Shein Posea Harevna Vivarach. So that sounds like it's just Harevna. Yeah. I don't know if it matters so much, but you know, I'm not sure if that's the issue. But I would think is, I don't know. If it's one bracha, maybe you should say Viharev, Lazar the Torah Viharevna. If it's two, maybe you just say it separately, Harev. But I don't know.
I think if it's one, it doesn't matter.
If it's one,
but if it,
then I guess the fact that it's continuous, it's one bracha. If it's two,
yeah, like then you could have the vav or not. But if it's two brachas, like then what are you doing?
Why? So why would you say vav? Right, I guess so. Right, the Rambam is two brachas. It's two brachas. Why would you have a vav? You don't put vavs between the two brachas. I mean, if you say it's one bracha, then you could just say it's one bracha because it's samach. It's all packed together. Or you could say you put in a vav to make it to bring out the one brachaness. One thing is good is the Tosis of the Ghost Maimonis on the Rambam says in Lamed, Os Lamed, and Zerg Zayin Yod, and Tefillah, Os Lamed, he says, according to Tosis, you should do a Viharevna because it's all one bracha. So I don't see it in our Tosis. Maybe it's later on, it's big Tosis, but I mean, that's what he's saying. And the Rambam, he's learning it, but the Rambam has it is without the Vav because it's two brachas. But I mean, Ken points out we do have the Yerushalayim Ercha and Vilam Malshinim, which have a vav in between, even though they're different brachas. So I don't know. It's a good question. You'd have to do a study of when the brachas have vavs and don't have vavs. I don't want to make that the essential point here. Because, you know, even if they're separate, maybe you could say there's a relation between them. And even if it's together, you might say the vav unifies it, or you might say, look, you don't need the vav to unify it. So I don't know. I'd rather leave the vav part out of it. I don't know if we'll answer this for tonight, but let's just see the next issue Tosfos is taking up. Okay, so Tosfos goes like this. He says, one second. Yeah, so he says he's bothered by another problem. It says Vim Tomar. There's like a period there, right? Vim Tomar.
No answer.
Rebbe is the first word in the line in the Tosfos. There's a period. There's like the one period in the middle of the Tosfos. Vim Tomar. Yeah, Halalucha. You see, it's just the third to last skinny, a medium sized line. Yahalucha she'afar halal, right? V'yahaviyiru einenu v'yestavach lama ein poseach v'hamibarach. So at the end of halal we do yahalucha. So that's not smucha because there's a big gap between the first bracha. So that should start with the barach or yestavach. Right? Yestavach. Yestavach is like in theory comes way 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 after brach shamar, but yestavach should start with the barach. And yiru einenu, which is at the end of Hashem Ramos Yolad, Yirui Neinu, that whole thing, you have to Baruch Hashem and those Pesukim. It's saying that also, should start with the Baruch. So why don't those three start with Baruchs? Right? Okay. So he says, Yesh Lomar, he has two answers. The Alucha have Yismucha, the Baruch, the Likra Sahala. It really is Smucha. The Alucha is Smucha to the Baruch, the first Baruch and Hal. The Yirui Neinu, Nashki Veinu. Yishtabach, Baruch Shamar. Lo havei psukim hafsek. Psukim aren't the hafsek. For some reason. Psukim, he's saying, is, aren't the hafsek. Kimo bracha achrona shebe kriyashma de lo havei kriyashma hafsek. Just like in kriyashma, we start by emuna, or by yatsiv, even though it's not smucha, the psukim aren't the hafsek. So, I guess he's saying that emes v'yatsiv is smucha to abachar mo yisrael v'ava, or emes emuna is smucha to avachar mo yisrael. And I, the psukim, aren't the hafsek, right? Right. Nira shein lahafsek, but machshav l'shtamach. So you shouldn't be mahafsek in the middle of psukim zimra. It's really saying there's smuchah l'chavrit. And psukim aren't the hafsek, but other words are going to be hafsek. So they need to be keep the smichas. So I think that needs to be a svara. Why are psukim not hafsek? What's the svara of smucha? That psukim aren't hafsek. I mean, I thought the idea of smucha, it's like you just said a bracha. And they say, psukim in the middle, how is that not going to be hafsek? Right? Right, and I know we said Krishna, we had all svara for, because Krishna is like a limud, and therefore it's part together with psukim, but I mean, it seems to me this is more universal than that, according to Tosfos. Right. So let's read a little further. Umihu, because he has a second answer. Kashem, yalucha. So if you're going to tell me that the whole reason why you don't need a chasima on Yahalucha is because it's smucha to the bracha beforehand, what about at the Seder? At the Seder, you don't say a bracha likros ahala, but you have Yahalucha, right? And you don't say, where's the smucha chavrata? Right? So you should need a barach, why Yahalucha? Right? So you say, l'kach nira, the bracha she'achar psukim ein tzarach psicha. Brachos which come after psukim, whenever brachos comes after psukim, it doesn't need a psicha. She below psicha nikaras haschala, because even without a psicha, the haschala is nikar. Right? What does that mean? Right? So it's one thing to say it's smucha. That's one question. How's it smucha? But now he's saying a totally different answer. He said whenever you have a bracha after psukim, it doesn't need a psicha, because the psicha is nikar without the barach. What does Nicker have to do with it? Right? What does Nicker have to do with it? Right? So that's what he's saying, is that works even at the Seder. It's not because it's smucha to the first bracha, it's just that it's after psukim. Bracha after psukim doesn't need a bracha. Alright? At first he gives the answer that psukim aren't the hafsek. Now then that, in theory, likes misfara. The only problem is it doesn't work out on the Leil Seder. So therefore, he has to retract that and give a different answer, that you forget the smucha. It's just that with the psukim, you don't need to start with the baruch. Now, it's true. Once you say that answer, you don't need to say the second one or the half second. It's true. Once you have the second answer, you don't need the first one. But the second one's a chiddush, right? I mean, they're both a chiddush. It's hard to understand the svar for both of them, either of them. Why shouldn't psukim be a half second? Psukim are in a bracha. And then what kind of idea is that? And then there's nikar chav, psichas, what's the svar of psichu baruch that is, if it comes after psukim, it's okay. Psukim are in the bracha. Psukim are psukim. How does that work? So why don't we leave these problems till next time?